This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega, in for Joanne Allen. Colorado is investigating whether coronavirus testing at a nursing home may have actually accelerated the spread of the disease there. Seven people have died of complications from COVID-19 at the Broomfield Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The testing carried out by the National Guard is meant to catch cases before they turn into outbreaks. But in Broomfield, dozens of cases emerged days after testing. Reporter Lindsay Fent says the state wonders if the two things are connected and has decided to change its testing strategy as a result.
Following this incident, they've started limiting person-to-person contact during testing events as much as possible. So instead of sending a full team into the facility to do testing, they're sending about 15 National Guards members to serve in more of an advisory role and help staff do the testing themselves.
Reporter Lindsay Fent. Standard unemployment claims in Colorado have declined for the fourth week in a row, but they're still higher than they were at the height of the Great Recession. People filed more than 22,000 claims last week, a 20% decrease than the week before. Nearly 388,000 Coloradans have filed standard unemployment claims. That's more than the total number of claims filed from 2017 to 2019 combined. More than half of Denver City workers will have to take 8 unpaid furlough days before the end of the year as the city deals with economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Hancock says the city is facing a projected $226 million revenue shortfall.